It's time now for coverage of the Daviess County Fair Queen Pageant on the official Daviess County Fair radio station. Classic hits, Memories 107.9, WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Tonight's coverage sponsored by Daviess Martin County REMC, the Elnora Body Shop, the Tailored Look, the Odin Tavern, Odin Veterinary Clinic, Jones & Sons Concrete, Dr. Lana Helms Dentist, Sharp Show Supply and Sharp Trailers, the Long Branch Saloon, Daviess County Right to Life, Boyd Grain in Washington, the First National Bank of Odin, Beck's Hybrids, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Odin Family Dentistry, the Auto Clinic, Purdue Farms, the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce, Baymont Inn & Suites, Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, and the Donaldson Insurance Agency. Now let's go live to Elnora, Indiana.
Good evening. Welcome to the 2016 Miss Daviess County Fair Queen Contest. I hope that all of you are going to have a great time tonight. I know I've got four girls back here that are anxiously awaiting for this to start. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for being here. I know it's hot, but it's just going to get hotter because these girls are going to give you a lot to look at, a lot to think about. I hope that all of you have voted for People's Choice. If you haven't, please do so. They're going to remove those containers very shortly, and we do want all of you to get your vote in for People's Choice. We will be giving an award for People's Choice very shortly as well. Again, thank you for attending our 2016 Daviess Care Fair Queen Contest. At this time, I would like to introduce you to our 2015 Daviess County Fair Queen, Miss Jordan Carr. I also have two other young ladies that have been in past contests here that are helping tonight. I have Miss Daviess County 2014, Miss Lacey Knight. And I have our People's Choice from 2014, Miss Jonna Stafford. Thank you. It means a lot for these girls to come back and help. Without their help, it would be very hard for me to put this on by myself. They give me a lot of help. You're going to hear them helping MC tonight as well. So at this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Miss Daviess County 2015, and she's going to introduce some other royalty that we have with us tonight.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Queen Contest. So first, I'm going to introduce two fellow queens of mine, Miss Martin County, Addison Amon, and Miss Morgan County, Jennifer Hastings. Okay, now we're going to talk about the judges. Nancy Strimmy, she has been a cosmetologist for 13 years. She lives on a farm with her husband, Dow, in rural Richland County, Illinois. She's a mother of three and a grandmother of three. She enjoys sewing, gardening, fishing, and spending time with family. Next, we have Jimmy Harper. Jimmy Harper is a 53-year-old who resides in Vincennes, Indiana. He has been a stylist for 17 years. Jimmy currently works at Layers Salon. He is an Army veteran. Jimmy has enjoyed volunteering for the Miss Indiana America local competitions, and he has served in numerous capacities. Next, we have Tanya Vash. She is 44 years old and a Navy veteran. She was raised on a farm. She is 10 years as a licensed cosmetologist, and she enjoys gardening. Can we please give a round of applause for our judges? And we also have Miss Central Indiana teen, Miss Ariel Dumont. She's over there. So a round of applause for her.
Thank you. Okay, before we get started, I've got a couple things I'd like to tell all of you. I want you to know that these girls tonight didn't just come in here tonight, dress up for you, and start in with this. It has been 2 months that they have been preparing for tonight. They have had lunch with these judges and already had one-on-one interviews with them. They have had a queen's tea to raise money for the contest. The queen's tea, we invited little girls ages 4 to 12 to the Legends, which they so graciously let us host it there. M&M Creative Catering did our food, and I have to tell you, it looked just as beautiful as it tasted. We had several little girls show up. All of our queen candidates showed up in their beautiful formals. All of our little girls that attended the tea came in their princess clothes. We taught them manners, table manners. We taught them how to set a proper table. We taught them how to act like a lady, sit like a lady, walk like a lady, as well as we had a beautiful luncheon. We played games with them. We took their pictures. They made picture frames. They made wands. They had their nails done. They had a beautiful day. We had a beautiful day. And I have to tell you, we're going to do it as an annual thing from now on. So I want you to give all of my girls, before you even meet them, a round of applause for doing that extra for us. The first time you meet my girls, they're going to come out with their parents. They're going to come on stage with their parents, and then when their parents leave the stage, we're going to read their bio that they have written as to why they are in the personality outfit they're in. The second time they come on stage, they will do a speech. They have been given a topic for the speech, and they will be judged for the content as well as the context. They have to be on topic with their speech. It was to be 3 to 5 minutes. They can wear whatever they want for their speech. It just should, their outfit should coincide with what their speech is. The third time that you meet them, they will be in their formals. So I'd like to start now by bringing them out with their parents, and Miss Jonna Stafford is going to introduce them with their parents.
First, this evening, I have Miss Brooke Balmer from Washington, Indiana. She was involved in Beta Student Council. She was the sophomore class representative and her junior class secretary. Brooke Balmer's parents are Mike and Donna Balmer of Washington. Now, Brooke, if you would like to escort your parents off of the stage. Thank you. This is Brooke Balmer. Brooke's personality involves her favorite sport of volleyball. Brooke has played volleyball from elementary to high school and was named captain her senior year. Brooke's position on court was libero, which she played for 4 years in high school. The libero's responsibility is to defend the ball on her side of the court at any cost, from diving on floor or onto the bench or bleachers, and make a perfect pass to the setter, which she has won Defensive Player and Best Passer awards, along with many bumps and bruises. Thank you, Brooke. Next this evening, I have Miss Taylor Mallett of Washington, Indiana. Taylor has been involved in FFA, 4-H, basketball, Beta Club, Red Cross, Student Council, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and Top 10 Junior VU Livestock Judging Team. Taylor's parents are David and Angie Mallett. Now, Taylor, if you would please be so kind to escort your parents off of the stage. Taylor is wearing her outfit that she shows her dairy goats in. When showing dairy goats, a white shirt with black or white pants is the preferred outfit to show in. She enjoys spending her summers showing goats with her family, with 4-H being her favorite place to show. Taylor has shown and raised dairy goats for over 10 years and has received 12 champions being received at the Indiana State Fair. Taylor plans to continue to raise and show goats and help other kids get involved because she wants to everyone to have the chance at this wonderful experience. Thank you, Taylor. Next up this evening, I have Miss Kayla Parsons of Washington. She has been involved in student council, beta, cheerleading, dance, competition dance team, mentor for special education students, volunteer in the Night to Shine Tim Tebow Foundation, and runner-up and winner for interview for Northwest Territory. Her parents are Sammy and Rhonda Parsons. Now, if you would be so kind, Kayla, to escort your parents off of the stage. Tonight, Kayla has chosen to wear her nursing scrubs to describe herself. Kayla has had the opportunity to grow up caring for multiple people throughout her life, from caring for her grandparents that have now passed, mentoring children with disabilities, working in a daycare, to currently working at the Legends Village Assisted Living Facility. Because of Kayla's love for and compassion for people, she has chosen to pursue a degree in nursing at Vincennes University this coming August. Thank you, Kayla. Next up this evening, we have Miss Carrie Lane of Washington, Indiana. Carrie has been involved in student council, holding the vice president position, Beta Club, National DECA Qualifier, Davies County Community Youth Foundation, 4-H, basketball, softball, God is Greater, class officer, and New Hope Christian Youth Group. Carrie's parents are Erica and Linda Lane. Now, Carrie, if you'd be so kind to escort your parents off of the stage. Tonight, Carrie is sporting her Lady Hatchet basketball uniform. Basketball was Carrie's favorite sport throughout high school, and it has been a big aspect of her personality. Through her athletic experience, Carrie gained many life skills that helped shape her personality and her drive for success. She was a 2-year starter and was captain of the team during her senior year. Carrie was awarded Academic All-State Honorable Mention and was named to the Indiana Coaches Association All-District List. Carrie enjoyed being a role model for her work, ethic, and character on and off of the court. During her basketball career, Carrie made lifelong memories and friendships, and her basketball experience will be held dear to her heart for the rest of her life. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed all those different personalities.
Now I'm going to read a list of our sponsors for the pageant. Okay. Starting off with First Federal Savings Bank of Washington, Donaldson Insurance, Eastside Vet Clinic, Hands Termite and Pest Control, Davies County Metal Sales, Eaton Monument Company, A&R, The Produce Patch, Washington Coin and Jewelry, Thompson Insurance, The Tailored Look of Washington, Casey's in Odin, Jimbo's in Washington, It's All About You Skin Spa of Montgomery, Stafford Concrete and Construction, A Wonderful Life, S&S Pools, Edward Jones, Alan Bubalo, and Sarah Browning, The End Zone, Washington Times Herald, The Odin Journal, Myers Flower Shop, Elnora Fire Station, WAMW, the radio station, the Davies County Fair Board, and Nolan Farms Incorporated, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Co-op Elnora, The Legends Village Incorporated, and 31, and also M&M Creative Catering and JC Food Stores. Thank you to all of our sponsors for making this happen.
Well, we are going to have a short time here before the girls come back out, so I'm going to tell you some things that they've been doing. Saturday, when they were in the parade, they had a float. After their luncheon, they had some time. They came over, practiced on the stage. Friday, they came into the fairgrounds and decorated their float, which I don't help them with at all. I told them they have to use their own ingenuity to make that float what it's going to be. So they did a great job with it. It looked nice. I was proud of them. But I have to let you all know that these girls do put forth a lot of effort. And I do want to let you know that all of these sponsors, each girl that's in the contest has to get her own sponsor for $100. That doesn't seem like a lot, but for each girl to have to go out and ask someone, will you sponsor me in a queen contest? That takes a lot to go ask someone. And the person that sponsors them has to believe in them. So I think that we have to give them a little credit, and we have to give their sponsors a lot of credit for that. Also, I want all of you to know that all of the sponsors for the queen contest are totally different than the sponsors for the fair. Anyone who sponsors Davies County Fair, none of those monies go for the Queen Contest. All of the sponsors for the Queen Contest are totally separate. And all of our girls tonight, whether they win, lose, or draw, will be given gifts. No one will walk away empty-handed. If you will notice over here on my left, there are a lot of gifts, a lot of prizes. And I wish that I had a crown for each of their heads. I've already told them all tonight. As far as I'm concerned, they're all winners because they have spent all this time practicing, getting ready for this, coming here, doing all of this. It takes a lot to put yourself up here. It takes a lot to get up on this stage and give a speech in front of your peers and do this. So I hope that all of you give them the utmost respect that they deserve for doing this. I would also like to tell all of you that Wednesday night we will have our Little Miss and Mister contest. We also had our interviews with our judges for them on Saturday morning. I think we have 8 little girls and 2 little boys. So we will have that contest Wednesday. And I can tell you, they're all winners as well. They're all excited. They can hardly wait. And then Saturday, of course, we're going to have the baby contest. And you know what that's like. You know, every mom and grandma think their baby's the winner. Well, I don't have to judge, so I think so too. So all I have to do is introduce them, and that's fine with me. That makes me very happy. So I want to see all of you come back out for every night at the fair, I hope. Hopefully, you'll get to move around a little bit and won't be sitting still and it won't be quite so hot. I can see all of you fanning. I know it's hot in here. I apologize for that. But hopefully, when the night's over, it will all have been worth it. Do we have any girls back here yet? Okay. We have to set our stage up, if you'll give us just a minute. I'm going to turn the mic over to our 2014 Miss Davies County, Miss Lacey Knight, and I'm going to ask her to speak for just a minute on looking back on if she could tell the Queen anything at all, what would it be that she should maybe think about or do at the Davies County Fair.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Davis County Fair. I know it's a hot one in here, so thank you all for showing up. A word of advice I would give to the next queen is to let your parents take as many pictures as they want, because it's something that you definitely will look back on and be proud that you accomplished that. Another thing is to be organized and try your hardest at everything you do when it comes to the fair, because that is your job. You are the spokesperson for the county, and your job is to represent Davis County well. And Davis County is a great county. It produces great people, and that's something to keep in mind. The girls will be coming up here shortly doing their speech, and so we're getting really excited about that. One thing that I really liked about being Miss Davis County was we got to do hog wrestling together. And whenever I did it, we actually got the biggest pig in the history of pigs. So we couldn't even lift it up even if the pig was asleep, even if we wanted to. So that was kind of interesting, for sure. And one thing I really loved about being Miss Davis County is the role you play for young girls all around. You are really a role model, whether you realize it or not. They see you walking around, they see you in the parade, and they look at you like somebody they want to be like. And I think that's one thing to remember. And to all the parents and family out there, just make sure that the girl you're here supporting knows that she's a winner either way, because she is. She's trying really hard, and she's practiced really hard for this, and every single girl out here is a winner. And I know that sounds cliche, but it is completely true. And here at the Davis County Fair, it's a great place for people of all ages. We have attractions for 0 to 99. All right, just bear with us a little bit. I know it's hot, guys, but we will get there in just a couple of minutes, I promise. I see a lot of fans out here, for sure, from this point of view. And I'm currently in school at USI for social work. I'm in my bachelor's program. And I think that being Miss Davis County has really helped me personally, lead me to the career path I have chosen. I didn't go into school wanting to do this, but after being Miss Davis County and getting to speak to the people I've gotten to spoke to and be the positive role model I have been, it's something that's led me to this career path. So that's amazing. All right, I think we're ready to go. The first person I would like to introduce is Miss Taylor Mallett. Her sponsor is the Elnora Co-op. All the girls were given a topic, and the topic of the speeches today will be, what or who has made the most impact on Davis County in the past 200 years? Now Taylor will give her speech.
Did you know that 4-H is the nation's largest positive youth development and youth mentoring organization in the U.S., empowering 6 million young people? Good evening. My name is Taylor Mallett, and I would like to welcome everyone to the Davis County Fair. This year, we celebrate Indiana's 200 years of history. In this 200 years' time, there has been many things and people that have influenced not only Indiana, but Davis County, too. A club that has made the biggest impact on not only my life, but many people's lives in Davis County is the 4-H organization. In 1902, A.B. Graham formed a boys and girls club with project officers meeting and record requirements. This was the founding of now called 4-H. 4-H was originally made for farm boys and girls, where the girls were to take sewing, preservative, and baking, while the boys were to take farm, livestock, corn, and soybeans. Over the years, 4-H was opened up to everyone and not just the farm kids. Over the years, I think 4-H has made a huge impact on Davis County. 4-H prepares young people to be leaders in their communities and around the world through hands-on experiences led by their peers and caring adults. The motto for 4-H is to make the best better, teaching kids to always do their best and to learn by the mistakes to become better. 4-H is teaching our kids to always do their best and to be your own best exhibit, learn by doing, win without boasting, lose without frowning, plan your work and work your plan. All these traits that teach a kid leadership and to become a responsible adult. Davis County is mainly a farming community, which I think 4-H can help educate our kids in agriculture, which I think is a very important thing to be knowledgeable about. Agriculture is a topic that kids need to be aware about because our future depends on these kids, and they need to know how to feed and care for America. I was in 4-H for 10 years, where I raised and showed dairy goats. It taught me and others also involved in this club what it takes to raise an animal from birth all the way to show date. In order to raise an animal like this, you need to be aware of your livestock species. You need to know how to properly care and raise your animal all the way into show date. And this is exactly what 4-H does. Not only does it teach you the proper way to raise your animals, but it teaches kids the proper ways to raise their crops. Kids in our county are raised in an environment where they are taught leadership, respect, and responsibility. Leadership is taught by kids helping the younger members in their club to tips at what they can become better at. Respect is learned by kids looking up to their older members and having respect for what they do because they have been in the club a lot longer than you have. Responsibility is taught by giving kids a responsible part in showing their animals and raising other animals. They also have a responsibility in making sure their projects are done and turned in on time. To me, 4-H has made the biggest impact on Davis County because of the way it is teaching our youth. Kids involved with this organization is growing up with leadership skills and learning how to become a responsible person, which is hard to acquire from anywhere else. The youth in Davis County is learning important life lessons and giving them the experiences they will later need in life. We want the youth in our county to grow up learning how to respect others and learning how to take on responsibility and showing leadership. And this is exactly what 4-H is doing. 4-H has given me the biggest impact on my life by giving me self-confidence, leadership skills, and responsibility that I need in every part of my life. But the most important thing it has given me is friendships that will last a lifetime and a sense of pride I have for Davis County. By being a 4-H, it has given me my area of business where I want to, later in life, want to help kids in our 4-H to grow and to get that experience like I was able to. This organization is giving kids the confidence they need to become better leaders, and I encourage everyone to join. It will change your life forever. Thank you.
All right, and I just wanted to say sorry about the mic situation, but Taylor did an excellent job recovering from that. That was all on us. Can I get another round of applause for her? One great thing about speech is that you really get to see everyone's personality during speech. You do have personality wear, but this is a chance for the girls to vocalize their opinions and how they feel, which is highly important. I just wanted to point out also that Miss Davis County isn't just a beauty pageant. It's based on personality, resumes, and a lot of things. It's not just coming up here and looking good. And I think that's a common misconception. All right. And another thing is today we will be awarding not only Queen, of course, first runner-up, second runner-up, Miss Congeniality, and People's Choice. One cool thing is that we really involve everybody. So the court will be running around the fair. You'll see them. Everybody is involved in the crownings and the ribbons. So it's not just going to be one person or two people. It's going to be everybody. And every girl is encouraged to come out to the fair and have this experience, and it's a really great thing. And I encourage every girl in the community to run next year for Miss Davis County, because It's a great experience. It's a scholarship opportunity, and it really helps with self-confidence. And, hey, you know, you might as well try because you really never know. And I was one of those girls who didn't think I had a chance, and I actually won. So you really don't ever know. All right. I would like to introduce Miss Brooke Baymert. All right. And her sponsor is Nolan Farms Incorporated. And she will now give her speech.
Good evening and welcome to the Davies County Fair Queen Contest. My name is Brooke Baumer, and I'm going to be talking about someone who I think has influenced Davies County in the past 200 years, Hamlet Allen. Hamlet Allen, also known as Grand Old Man of Washington, who spent his life helping others, was born on August 12, 1849. He died on June 21, 1927, where he laid at peace in the old WHS gymnasium. He was so respected by the city of Washington that his funeral lasted up to 7 hours. In the death of Hamlet Allen, it was stated that the community and city had lost a valuable citizen, a true friend, and a good man. He was a leader among men and devoted his energy and talents towards worthwhile things of life. Hamlet helped the community of Washington in many different ways. He helped organize the first high school in Washington in 1874. Hamlet also helped design and build the 1914 Washington High School and the 1925 Hatchett House in Allenfield, which are still used today. He was a powerful factor in organizing the Carnegie Library in Eastside Park, which are visited by thousands each year. He was one of the founders of the Union Savings and Loan Association and was the director at the time of his death. In other periods of time, he was deputy clerk of circuit court, a deputy postmaster, principal for 26 years, and taught Bible and religion for over 50 years at Washington High School. Not only did he help the community of Washington, Hamlet influenced the lives of students, and his desire to be their friend was inspiring and uplifting, and students all over America would mourn his death. He held many positions in church affairs, including deacon, senior deacon, superintendent of Sunday school, clerk of Baptist Church, and clerk of Baptist Union Association for over 50 continuous years, and also was a licensed preacher. He also taught men's Bible class for over 30 years at First Baptist Church. Hamlet was a great man and everyone loved him. The park and school grounds are memorials to his love and care of natural beauty. To him, life was a mission, the principal source of which was to serve others. He felt as being a school teacher was not only his livelihood, but rather as an agency to aid the students and encourage the strong and the weak. Hamlet Allen was blessed with a remarkable memory. He was an interesting talker on almost an honest subject, but especially relating to the pioneer life in adjoining counties. Hamlet Allen loved Washington and its people, and Washington loved him. As a friend says of him, the spirit of Hamlet Allen is cosmic. He will be at home anywhere in God's universe. Thank you, and have a great evening.
All right, and can we give her a big round of applause once more? Awesome. All right, we've got a few things going on this week at the Davis County Fair. Tuesday, we have the pedal tractor pulls in the commercial building. It's going to be at 7 p.m., so you guys can come on out to that. It'll be a lot of fun. And we've also got a magic show in balloon twisting at the commercial building. That'll be so fun for the kids to come out. Of course, you come out there, free admission here at the Davis County Fair. A great activity for you and your kids or your grandkids, even your nieces and nephews. That's going to be at 8 p.m. And Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have the Beef Cattle Show. It's in the show barn here on the fairgrounds. And at 7 p.m., we also have Little Miss and Mister Contest. That's going to be at the free stage. The Little Miss and Mister this past year were Jackson and Priestley Arms. They are actually brother and sister. It's very cute. They are going to be passing their crowns down on Wednesday. So that'll be interesting, fun to watch. These kids have gone through some prejudging, and they're going to be really excited to do this. So if you guys come on out and support the Little Miss and Mister, we'll really appreciate that as well. All right. I would like to introduce Miss Carrie Lane to the stage. Her sponsor is Kyle Cornelius Farms Bro Incorporated. She will now present her speech.
All aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Today you'll be traveling on the first ever locomotive in Daviess County, the Ohio and Mississippi Railroad, or better known as the O&M. The development of railroads, which originated in England, marked the beginning of a modern transportation system. When the railroads were brought to the United States, Daviess County played a major role in its advancement. While Daviess County advanced the railroad system helped to progress the development of the county in return. Therefore, as your conductor, I'm going to take you on a ride through history to explore the origin of Daviess County railroads, the advancements of the railroad system, and the effects of the railroad system on Daviess County. For many years, people relied on canals for transportation and hauling freight. In public opinion, railroads were not the ultimate. Early railroad critics believed that humans could not safely travel at speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour. How many of us nowadays worry about traveling at a top speed of 30 miles per hour? I mean, today, we traveled over 60 miles per hour, and for some people, traveling at 30 miles per hour gives them a bad taste of road rage. In some states, state law restricted trains to passengers and freight business only when canals closed during bad weather such as floods and ice. However, railroads offered a cheap transportation system in areas where canal construction was not feasible, practical, or desirable. On July 4, 1827, Charles Carroll broke ground for the building of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. This led to the building of many more railroads, such as the O&M, which runs through Daviess County. The O&M railroad route was surveyed through Daviess County in 1854, and on April 15, 1857, the last rail connecting Cincinnati with St. Louis was laid. The laying of the railroad in Daviess County led to the accidental discovery of vast amounts of coal in this area. The O&M locomotives originally used wood as a source of fuel. In 1857, Thomas Wilson, a professional miner, was credited for the conversion to coal in the O&M steam engines. This was a huge advancement for the railroad systems because coal was plentiful, and even better, Daviess County was accountable for all of it. Washington, a major part of Daviess County, was a small minor village until the O&M passed through the county in 1853. Montgomery and Washington started on their way to prosperity when the O&M passed through, and the railroad workers' camps became towns or almost towns. Upon completion of the railroad, Montgomery only had a population of 20 people. Due to the advancements brought to the county by the railroad, Montgomery's population jumped drastically to nearly 100 people. In about 1885, the railroad company decided to build a shops complex about midway between Cincinnati and St. Louis. According to Daviess County history, both Vincennes and Washington were given the chance to become the primary location for these proposed shops. Vincennes declined the offer, and in 1887, president of the company announced that the shops would definitely be located in Washington. This was the next big advancement for Daviess County. The Washington shops eventually hired over 600 men and constructed multiple shop buildings that helped build and repair locomotives or railroad cars. Leaders of Washington enjoyed their success over arch rival Vincennes. And for all you sports fanatics out there, you know this rival still exists today. Who would have thought it all goes back to a railroad? The town of Washington prospered immediately from the operation of the railroads by bringing in settlers, Irish and German laborers. The population jumped drastically during the 1870s and 1880s, and the railroads brought several famous people through Washington via the trains. This marked the first time that Washington saw a president of the United States. The visitation of presidents brought recognition to the county, bringing in even more visitors and citizens. Railroads are still advancing and developing in Daviess County. The most recent advancement in Washington is the railroad crossdock being built near the interstate. Crossdocking makes the process much faster and more efficient. Railroads have proved and are still proving that steam engines are the most dependable, fastest, and strongest means of hauling freight. Over the past 200 years, the O&M Railroad has brought about many new advancements to the town of Washington and the Daviess County. Your ride is now coming to an end, and we have almost reached our destination. Thank you for traveling on the O&M Railroad. Please watch your step as you exit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, I just want to read a few of our very important sponsors once more, because this could not exist without our awesome sponsors. First, Federal Savings Bank of Washington, Donaldson Insurance, Eastside Vet Clinic, Hands Termite and Pest Control, Daviess City Metal Sales, Eaton Monument Company, A&R, Produce Patch, Washington Coin and Jewelry, Thompson Insurance, Tailored Look Washington, Casey's of Odin, Jimbo's of Washington, It's All About You, Skin and Spa of Montgomery, Stafford Concrete, A Wonderful Life, S&S Pools, Edward D. Jones, Allen, and Sarah Browning, End Zone. Washington Times Herald, Odin Journal, Myers Flowers, the Elnora Fire Station, WAMW, the radio station, Daviess City Fair Board, Nolan Farms Incorporated, Kyle Cornelius Farm Bureau Insurance, the Co-op of Elnora, the Legends Village Incorporated, 31, M&M Creative Catering, and the JC Food Stores of Washington. All right, I think we're ready for the next girl. Please introduce Miss Kayla Parsons. All right, and her sponsor is the Legends Village.
Right.
Whenever I sat down to start on my speech for today, it was very hard for me to choose just one person on who I wanted to talk about, because I know so many people who have made a real difference in this community. As I was sitting at my dining room table, I realized that the best person for me to talk to was right next door. So there I went, out the door and right up his porch steps. Judge Robert L. Arthur opened the door with a smile on his face, as he has always been one of the kindest men that I know. We continued to go into his house so that I may interview him. I started off by asking him, "Judge Arthur, why are you always so happy?" His response was, "Well, Kayla, I try to find humor in almost everything. So I start my day off with reading the comics in the paper because, well, I'm in a pretty good mood after that, and that's a good way to start the day." This, of course, made me smile, and it reminded me of why I chose him in the first place. After doing some research, I found out that I was not the only one that thought highly of Judge Arthur, but there was also an abundance of people throughout the community who thought the same. Most know Judge Arthur from being the Davies County Circuit Judge for more than 25 years. The unique thing about this is that the courthouse office answered the phone saying Judge Arthur's office for a total of 37 years, as his father held the title for 12 years before him. Judge Robert L. Arthur is currently the longest-serving circuit judge in the county. Whenever I asked him what the hardest thing about being a judge was, he thought for a second and then responded with, "Do you know what the primacy effect is, Kayla?" I didn't, so he told me. It is that the first items in a series are remembered more easily and are more influential than those said later on. He proceeded to tell me that being a judge is very hard to keep an open mind on things. One needs to listen, but be detached enough to hear everything. Then, and only then, would a judge be able to make a good decision. As I can see, he was very good at doing this. I found in an old newspaper article a man talking about Judge Arthur. He said, "About the best compliment I can give a judge is that I got a fair hearing. I didn't necessarily agree with the end result, but I always got a fair hearing." Another said he's probably one of the most patient, even-handed judges in the area. His biggest personal accomplishment is that he held a consistent justice system the entire time he was a circuit court judge. He was the circuit judge for 3 different capital murder cases, the end results being guilty, not guilty, and one pleading guilty the 3rd day of trial. One of the most unique things to happen in a case was that the entire jury was brought from a different county and were not allowed to leave for over 2 weeks. When asked what his favorite cases were, he just smiled and said adoptions, of course. Everyone is always so happy in those cases. He then proceeded to tell me that he had 2 full volumes worth of adoptions pictures with the children and the families that he granted adoption to. Along with being a judge, Judge Arthur has been very active in the community. He's been in a 17-piece band for 23 years that holds concerts to raise money for numerous fundraisers, as well as performs a total of 7 community concerts in Washington, Bedford, and in Martinsville. He directed and sang in his church choir. He has been the PA for the home football games for the past 28 years, announced girls' basketball games on the radio for the past 4 years, as well as the boys' basketball games for 12 years, including 4 state championships. And finally, one of his most helpful things to Davies County is that he helped start the very first community corrections facility in a county of this size. The facility started off with 1 person and a part-time secretary. There is now a community corrections program in almost every county in Indiana. As we were coming to the end of the interview, I asked Judge Arthur what he had done for the children in the community. He responded with, "Well, I have always liked children, and when I got out of law school, I wanted to help children in the community." As I suspected, he had done an abundance of things involving children. He's a 34-year member of the Rotary Club, which is a club that interacts with children by doing various activities in the community with him. He worked at the local YMCA in the children's programs whenever he came home for college. He was involved in a tutoring program, tutoring 5th and 6th graders. Judge Arthur has also been helping children learn to play their instruments for over 20 years, including 2 children this year, helping them both receive gold and move on in the competition. He was the band director for Knox, Indiana, and Mitchell, Indiana. He has also helped the Washington High and Junior High School with learning how to play their instruments, as well as march in marching band. As you can see, Judge Robert L. Arthur has made an impact on this community in several ways. It has been a privilege and an honor to be his neighbor and friend the past 18 years of my life. Thank you, and enjoy your night.
All right, and we've got 4 gentlemen up here that are helping us out tremendously. Connor Nolan, Caleb Craig, Caden Craig, and Brayton Mallett. Would you please give these boys a round of applause? Because we've all got nothing better than do to help out at the Queen Contest. Another thing, I would like to thank Miss Kay Stafford. She is the director of this. Can I please get a round of applause for her? This would not be possible without her. Some other people to thank would definitely be the Fair Board members. The Fair Board members work very hard in hot conditions to make sure that the Davis County Fair happens every single year and that everything that we love about it stays the way it is.
Okay. Connor, could I ask you to remove that, please? Please. Well, it's almost time, but before we bring our girls out in their formals and crown our new Miss Davies County Fair Queen 2016, we have one last thing that we're going to let our 2015 queen do. We're going to give her last walk, and we're going to let her give us a speech. So let's give a large round of applause to Miss Jordan Carr, Miss Davies County 2015.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like just yesterday that this crown was placed on my head, but now my reign is coming to an end. I enjoyed this past year so much and everything that came with being the queen. I was able to converse with many of the people of Davies County, which made me gain an even bigger appreciation for this wonderful county that we all now reside in. I got to hang out at the fair, eat delicious fair food, sing some really, really bad karaoke, dance with an Elvis impersonator on the grandstand, help with the baby contest, host a queen's tea, and make tons of new friends along the way. The memories of the past year are memories that I will never forget. I am very sad to pass down my crown, but I'm also so excited for the girl that will get to experience all the things that I did. I just want to thank everyone who helped me out during my reign, my family, Kay Stafford, and the Fair Board. They all lended a helping hand whenever I needed it, and for that I'm very grateful. Being in this position requires a lot of time and dedication, but with that being said, I am so grateful for this opportunity. I hope to have served you all well, and I cannot wait to see who the 2016 Miss Davies County will be. Thank you.
And Miss Jordan Carr, with her last walk as Miss Davies County.
Miss Jordan Carr, Miss Davies County, 2015. It's always hard for me when we let a girl go. I always know I'm going to have a new one, but it's always hard to let one go. Jordan, do promise that you will be back next year.
Well, of course.
Okay, you guys heard it, so you better see her face here next year, right? Okay. Thank you. I think our girls are starting to appear for their formals. To me, this is when they look the most beautiful, and I'm sure to all of you. But remember, it's very hot out there. It's really hot up here when you're in a formal. So remember that when they're standing up here, okay? I am going to let Miss Lacey Knight introduce them. She's going to have a few words to say about them as they come up on stage.
All right, our first contestant we're going to bring up is Miss Carrie. Carrie was in basketball, All-State Honor Roll Mention, Reserve Champion, Senior Swine, Showmanship, Big A All-Conference. Basketball Mental Attitude Award winner, Presidential Academic Excellence Scholarship Award, National DECA Learn and Read Team Qualifier. In 10 years from now, she sees herself finishing up in schooling and opening her own
orthodontic practice. Her greatest achievement so far has been graduating high school with a 4.0, ranking fifth in her senior class. During her year of junior high school, she was given the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Memphis, Tennessee. Like to welcome to the stage Miss Kayla. Kayla was the first runner-up for Miss Northwest Territory, winner for interview in the Northwest Territory pageant, and she also had a Backspot Award in cheer. In 10 years, she would like to see herself as a registered nurse working in the pediatrics unit. Her number one goal in life is to have a successful job and a family. And next, I would like to welcome Miss Taylor. Taylor has earned her chapter award state degree in FFA. She was the Star Green Hand and Star Farmer. In 4-H, she has Outstanding Goat Member 2012 and 2015, Senior Showmanship 2014, Reserve Senior Showman 2015. In basketball, most improved, mental attitude, MVP, top 10 junior. Her goal is to graduate college and to continue working in the agriculture field and to help the youth get involved in 4-H so they can enjoy it just like she did. But definitely not least, I would like to welcome Brooke up to the stage. Brooke is CNA certified. In 10 years, Brooke sees herself getting a job in the health field. Some of Brooke's goals and life ambitions are to go to college and work in a hospital. Her most humbling experience is being able to run for Miss Davis County Fair Queen.
Let's give them all a round of applause. As I said before, they're all winners. Thank you, girls. You all look very beautiful. Now, I'd like to excuse our judges. They're going to... Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot their questions. Miss Jordan, would you like to get their questions? I about forgot that, didn't I? Okay. You need to take the mic with you.
All right, it's everyone's favorite time, on-stage questions. So you're just going to pick out a question, and then you're going to read it and hand it to me. I'll read the question, and then you answer it, okay? Carrie,
What are the sacrifices that you have made for this pageant?
The sacrifices that I have made for the pageant so far is time and money. I have given up my time to spend time with all of these lovely girls to get to know them and get ready for the pageant.
Thank you, Carrie Lane. Kayla Parsons. Kayla, if you are given the chance to be a leader, what do you think is the best project?
If I were given the chance to be a leader, I think that the best project would be for people in the community to actually get to know children with disabilities. Throughout life, it has been one of my favorite things to do. I have made so many new friendships, and I just love getting to know different children.
Thank you very much. Taylor. What is the most important lesson your mother has taught you?
The most important lesson my mother has taught me is always have self-confidence in yourself. She's taught me that everybody's equal and you just need to go out and show your confidence because you have nothing to lose.
Thank you. Brooke. What can be your greatest contribution to the community?
My greatest competition would be to always be part of all of the community activities.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jordan, and thank you, girls. Okay, now I think I will excuse the judges. They are going to go back to an air-conditioned building for a few minutes, and you can see them all jumping up and down with joy, but we're not going to let them stay too long, just a few minutes. One more time, we do want to thank all of our sponsors, and I know you all get tired of hearing us say our sponsors over and over. But like I've told you over and over, if these people did not donate to the Queen Contest, there would be no Queen Contest. There would be no prizes. There would be no crown. There would be no flowers. There would be nothing. So I want to thank the First Federal Savings Bank of Washington, Donaldson Insurance, Eastside Vet Clinic, Hands Termite and Pest Control, Davis County Metal Sales, Eaton Monument Company, A&R, The Produce Patch, Washington Coin and Jewelry, Thompson Insurance, Tailored Look of Washington, Casey's of Odin, Jimbo's of Washington, It's All About You Skin Spa from Montgomery, Stafford Concrete Construction, A Wonderful Life, S&S Pools, Edward D. Jones, Alan Bubalo and Sarah Browning, The End Zone, Washington Times Herald, Odin Journal, Myers Flower Shop, Elnora Fire Station, WAMW Radio Station, the Davis County Fair Board, M&M Creative Catering, and JC Food Stores in Washington. Also, the girls' sponsors that they got themselves, Nolan Farms Incorporated, Kyle Cornelius from Farm Bureau Insurance, the Co-op in Elnora, and the Legends Village. Now, some of you might be thinking, what did these people donate? They either donate money or they donate gifts or they donate their services. This is the very first year that we have ever had anyone donate the service of all the girls getting their hair done and their makeup done. And I can tell you that these girls greatly appreciated that. Right, girls? It was wonderful. They all got their hair done by a salon in town. It was great. They all went to the Tailored Look in Washington. They did their hair at no charge. That was their donation. And then Abby from It's All About You Skin Spa in Montgomery, she came to the fairgrounds and did all of their makeup. And like I said, this is a first. So that was awesome. They were all beautiful girls to begin with, but after they got their hair done and their makeup done, they all looked even better. So I want to thank all those people. Jimbo's Pizza, they donated pizza to us one night at my house when we were making our crafts and getting things ready for our Queen's tea. Casey's from Odin, they gave us pizza the day that we came up here and did our float. So some of these people you think, well, what did they donate? But like I said, there are a lot of things that were donated, a lot of things it took to get us to this point. I'm now going to turn the mic over to Jordan Carr, Miss Davies County 2015, because I want her to take a few minutes to tell these girls standing up here a few things that she thinks they might need to know about being Miss Davies County. It's Jordan Carr.
Okay, so as you all know, it only lasts a year, and it goes by very, very fast. So make sure you do everything you can in that year. Get involved in everything. And this doesn't just go for the queen. The queen's court should also be there and be supporting the queen as well. So, like, you should all be in parades together. You should all go to other fairs together. And it'll make it a lot more fun if all of you do it together. But I wish you all good luck, and I can't wait to see who the winner is. Come back. What are you doing? She ran away. You want to talk? You want to wish them good luck?
Okay, girls, I know they're very beautiful for y'all to look at, but we're going to let them go behind the stage and sit down in just a minute, okay? I think they need to go to the back, take a little break, have a drink of water. So, girls, Connor's going to help you off stage so you can go back, take a deep breath, and then we'll bring you right back up when the judges come back up, okay? Connor, if you'd be so kind to help them off. Thank you, girls. Now, do you have your fair list of what's going on? Once again, I'd like to tell you about our Queen's Tea that we did. If you have little girls that are the ages of 5 to 12, we will be doing it again next year. It will probably be about 3 weeks before the fair. We hope to have a larger turnout next year. So each year we plan on doing that to raise money for our Queen contest. It proved to be a wonderful time this year, so we're hoping we can do it every year, and it'll grow every year. I'd like to have Lacey go over our schedule with you again, let you know that Little Miss and Mr. contest, those kids had to come Saturday for interviews before their contest Wednesday. If you have Little Miss and Misters you want to put in it next year, they need to be signed up a week ahead of time. Baby contest is also, you can sign up a week ahead of time and save $5, or you can sign up the day of the contest. So, Lacey, if you want to go over the schedule again, please.
All right, and there was a few things last time I didn't cover also. And I just want to say thank you guys for sticking it out this long. I know it's hot out here, and I know it's getting late. And Wednesday we have the Little Miss and Mr. Contest, 7 p.m., as well as the Beef Cattle Show at 7. And we have the Melissa Martin Band at 8 p.m. Thursday, June 23rd, we have the Garden Tractor Pulls in the arena. This is going to be at 7 p.m. Also at 7 p.m., if you're not into that certain thing, we have some music playing, American Pie at the Free Stage. Friday night, June 24th, 7 p.m., Haywire will be on the Free Stage. And 7:30 p.m., go-karts are going to be in the arena, so that'll be super cool. Go check that one out. Saturday, June 25th, it's going to be the last day, so make sure you guys get out here before then. At 1 p.m., we have the Open Beef Jackpot Show. That's going to be in the show arena. 6:30 p.m., we have the Baby Show Contest on the free stage. At 7:30 p.m., we have the demolition in the arena. That's always a great one. Everyone loves to come out to that one. At 8 p.m., we have General Tipton on the free stage. And while you're here at the Davis County Fair, don't forget to go check out the women's building and the exhibits here in the green building. There's a lot of cool stuff to learn about, some free stuff you can grab. And the carnival rides open daily at 6 p.m., so you guys can bring your kids out here and have a great time at the carnival. The carnival looks great this year. We've got some good rides, and the lights look great at night. Everything looks so good this year. So come on out to the Davis County Fair and get the real experience.
Thank you very much, Miss Lacey Knight. For those of you who maybe don't have a daughter or a granddaughter who's been in the contest and don't know what these girls go through, they have several weeks that they practice and do this. But I'd also like to let you know that when they receive their gifts, our queen is going to receive a large crown that we pass down from year to year, and she's going to receive a small crown that she will keep. She also is going to receive a diamond necklace, a crown ring. All of our girls will receive a 31 bag with their names on it. They are all receiving numerous items from A&R. They have a lot of items from Alan Bubalo at Edward D. Jones and Sarah Browning in their bags. There are several gifts that are just donated from different people, but I want you all to know that each one of those 31 bags over there are just totally full of gifts. So every girl walks away tonight with a lot of gifts. Each one walks away a winner. And I want you to know that it took them all a lot to get here tonight. It takes a lot to get up here on stage and give a speech in front of your peers. And I think they all did a wonderful job. And it's hard to do all this when it's this hot. It's very uncomfortable when it's hot. It's not very comfortable being up there in a long formal. And it's not very comfortable running back and forth and changing as many times as they have. But I want you all to know that they have done a great job. They are really to be commended for this. And we need to thank the Davis County Fair Board for backing us every year for doing this. Also, the Elnora Town Fire Station. That's where we have our luncheon every year and do our prejudging. We need to thank them for giving us the space to do that in. This year was a little exciting for us. We had our little Miss and Misters over there for their interview Saturday morning, and the fire alarms went off. So lo and behold, the girls really got, and the little boys really got some excitement. Not only were they having their interviews, but the firemen came, took the trucks out, and it was a very exciting day. Not too exciting, I'm sorry to say, for the firemen. They had quite a long day fighting what I understand was quite a big fire. We want to thank them for that, but we do understand that they had a long day. We had a long day being over at the fire station, but we want to thank them for giving us the space to do that in. We also want to thank the town of Elnora. We have our parade here every year. It's not always a big parade, but it's usually quite warm, and a lot of people don't want to come out and stand and watch the parade. But we do have a parade every year, and there's always people out there. There's always lots of kids waiting for all the candy. So we do want to thank everybody for coming out for that. I just got word that our judges are coming back in, so everybody wants to take their seats and get ready. I think that it won't be long until we will be announcing our new 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen. I'm going to ask my girls to come back up on stage, please. If they will come back up on, I'm going to help them. Thank you, girls. Thank you. Okay, now before we announce our 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen winner, I have a couple other winners. Our People's Choice from 2014, Miss Jonna Stafford, is going to crown our People's Choice of 2016. People's Choice is Taylor Mallett. Congratulations, Miss Taylor Mallett. Okay, and now Miss Lacey Knight is going to put the honors on Miss Congeniality of Miss 2016, and it is also Miss Taylor Mallett. I tell you what, whenever you can win Miss Congeniality from your peers, that's an honor. But when you can win Miss Congeniality and People's Choice, I think you've won it all. You've won it from your peers and from the people. Congratulations, Taylor. Okay, now I'm going to our third runner-up, our second runner-up. That would be crowned or have a sash put on by Miss Jonna. Our second runner-up is Miss Kayla Parsons. Okay, and our first runner-up is Miss Taylor Mallett. And now Miss Jordan Carr, this 2015 Davies County Fair Queen, is going to crown Miss 2016 Davies Fair Queen. Miss Carrie Lane. Congratulations, Miss Carrie Lane, 2016 Davies County Fair Queen. Congratulations, girls. You are all winners. You're all beautiful. You have all done an awesome job this evening. Miss 2016 Davies County Fair Queen, would you like to take a walk for us, please? Thank you. I'd like to say thank you to our judges. Thank you to all of you for attending tonight. We hope to see you all next year. And thank you to our girls. It's been a wonderful night. Congratulations to all of you. Thank you so much.
This concludes coverage of the Daviess County Fair Queen Pageant on the official Daviess County Fair radio station, Classic Hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Tonight's coverage has been sponsored by Daviess Martin County REMC, the Elnora Body Shop, the Tailored Look, the Odin Tavern, Odin Veterinary Clinic, Jones and Sons Concrete, Dr. Lana Helms Dentist, Sharp Show Supply and Sharp Trailers, the Long Branch Saloon, Daviess County Right to Life, Boyd Grain in Washington, the First National Bank of Odin, Beck's Hybrids, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Odin Family Dentistry, the Auto Clinic, Purdue Farms, the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce, Baymont Inn and Suites, Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, and the Donaldson Insurance Agency. Be sure and stop by and visit with the WAMW radio crew each evening at the Daviess County Fair. WAMW now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.